This is Deepal Shah, and you're listening to Bridging the Gap Between Your Subconscious Mind and Your Conscious Mind MP3. You can listen to this MP3 out loud, or you can listen to it on silent. Take a nice deep breath in and a nice breath out. Allow all the energies to be cleared. As you breathe out, relaxing your mind, as I clear your mind, clearing the energies around your hair, because hair holds a lot of energy. Dislodging, disintegrating all the energies that are in your hair, that your hair is holding on to, clearing every strand. Clearing the energy in your scalp. And now I'm going to work with your conscious mind and your subconscious. You may feel that you're always in battle with yourself. The mind is a very, very powerful tool. And a lot of problems such as self-esteem, lack of motivation, negative thinking, that's a huge one. Anxiety, any psychological disorders, all these things can be part of your subconscious mind. And so that thought transfers into the conscious mind. So let's go ahead and clear that subconscious mind right now. Dislodging, disintegrating all these energies that you're holding on to, all the limiting beliefs. Clear, cancel, delete, clear, cancel, delete, clear, cancel, delete. As you take nice deep breaths in, nice breaths out, allow your subconscious to clear all that no longer serves you. Your subconscious mind accounts for 50 to 60% of your mind. And that's a huge part. All the negative recent memories, let's go ahead and clear those. This mind stores so many memories. It's almost like a computer where programs and data that are currently in use are kept so that they can be reached easily. But a lot of times, most people will be storing data that is of negative or memories that are negative. If you ask your kids what is something that they recall or remember, they may bring up something negative. Oh, I remember that time when you did da 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 da. So it's interesting how that subconscious stores a lot of those negative moments. And you bring up more of that into the conscious and make it such a reality. So as I continue to clear, I want you to just imagine all this getting cleared. Your computer system is getting cleared. Let's get rid of all this data. Now let's clear any past life memories that are stored in the subconscious. Take a nice deep breath in and a nice breath out. And I'm going to go ahead and reprogram your subconscious mind to positive thoughts, positive ideas, positive actions. Now I'm going to go over to the conscious mind, which is 10%. This is your thinking mind, and it has no memory. It can only hold one thought at a time. First, it identifies incoming information, and this is information received through any of the six senses. Your conscious mind is continually observing and categorizing what is going on around you. It's perceiving. It is your perceiving mind. What the conscious mind is doing, it's perceiving data. It accepts or rejects the information that's coming in and making choices and decisions because it's that logical part. It can deal with only one thought at a time, whether it be positive or negative. And this is why it's so important to adopt a more positive thinking lifestyle. And because what happens is that all this information comes into the conscious and then goes into the subconscious and is stored there, whatever you have perceived. So let's go ahead and clear up any negative thoughts, feelings, emotions that are stuck in that conscious mind. As that energy continues to clear, I want to focus on the subconscious and the conscious mind and the bridge between the two and clear that pathway so that your mind, your conscious mind, perceives positively. And then that information is transferred via this bridge or pathway to the subconscious mind. So let's just clear all the energy within that pathway. I want to empower your conscious mind. Because that's where intentions take place. You work through the conscious mind when you set intentions. So I'm going to help activate and strengthen that conscious mind. Raising the frequency of the conscious mind. As your consciousness raises its vibration and frequency, it allows you to manifest whatever desires you may have. It could be wealth, success, abundance, prosperity, health, whatever it is that you're looking for. That conscious mind is ready to take in now. Downloading this information into your conscious mind right now. All the positive, releasing all the negative. And now I'm going to go ahead and align the subconscious, the conscious, and the body. This activation is now complete. Take a nice deep breath in and a nice breath out. Thank you for listening. This is Deepal Shah bringing you the Quantum Body Awakening at AnandaForLife.com.